I have something you could say in the way of the master evangelism. It's a quote I heard from R.C. Sproul. He would say to a non-Christian, "What do you do with your guilt?" I'll say that again. What do you do with your guilt? Notice there's two assumptions here. The first is that non-Christians feel guilt. And the second is that they want to be free of that guilt. But what do you do with your guilt? Each of us could answer the question slightly differently based on our understanding of God's grace and holiness. But every Christian has to have a place to put their guilt. Can anyone take you on a guilt trip? The truth is that you are guilty. James 2:10 says, or James chapter 2 verse 8 says, "If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as a lawbreaker. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it." When someone accuses you, you can either say, "You mean I have to overcome that sin also to go to heaven?" Or you can say, "When I'm praying tomorrow morning, I'll talk to God about that." Only one of these answers is correct. And in that answer, your guilt trip, it only lasts about 5 seconds. Let us pray. Father, we are guilty. Whatever anyone wants to accuse us of, we're probably guilty of that. But you have provided a way for us to be rid of our guilt, to be rid of the guiltiness of sin, that we can be forgiven, and that way is through Jesus, that we cling to the cross, that we trade it for everything in this world, that we would try to gain all the money and happiness and power, and we trade all that for the cross, that we can have forgiveness and eternal life through that we can have the only reward that is real. And we thank you, Jesus, for dying for us. Help us to deal with our guilt correctly. Help us to see your holiness and see that sin is serious. Amen.